Welcome to the Richard Serrett Show, and on this episode, I'm diving into a firestorm of controversy. Rebel News David Menzies will be here to expose the shocking attempts to smear, cancel, and attack American pastor, musician, and pro-MAGA Christian Sean Foyt right here in Canada. Why is this outspoken figure facing such fierce backlash? From media hit pieces to coordinated campaigns, we'll uncover the truth behind the efforts to ban him. Is this about faith, politics, or something deeper? Tune in for an explosive conversation you won't want to miss today on The Richard Serrett Show, off and running for Monday, July the 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Facta non verba.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We must not allow ourselves to be intimidated. Our task is not only to win the battle, but to win the war.
Not repeating, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting.
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone!
Seeking truth and justice in a battleground of deception and corruption, this is The Richard Serrett Show.
That is because you don't have the permit to have the concert.
I don't think you need a permit to worship in a church.
last time I checked, you don't need a permit to worship.
It's religious freedom, Radio Canada. It's religious freedom, you know that?
Yeah.
Religious freedom, you don't need a permit to worship, Radio Canada.
Well, you have to research your laws on that.
It's incredible.
Worshiping in a church, I don't believe you need a permit for that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Sean Foyt, a fearless Christian warrior, musician, pastor, is shaking Canada with his Let Us Worship movement, standing tall against a woke establishment desperate to silence his bold message of faith and freedom. From defying California's oppressive COVID lockdowns to battling Canada's shameful concert cancellations, Foyt refuses to bow. Rebel News' David Menzies is here once again, and we're always delighted to have another fierce defender of free speech and Christian values with us on the program. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Richard. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
For those who haven't been following, and it's hard to imagine there are those who haven't heard about this, but Sean Foyt, again, pro-MAGA, American pastor, comes up here, wants to worship and engage in some fellowship with Canadian Christians and perform some Christian music, and is being canceled and denied permits. And in one instance, in a church in Montreal, the church was fined because he was supposedly, worshiping without a permit? I've never heard such nonsense in my life. What your overall impressions of what is this embarrassing chapter in Canadian history?
It's so embarrassing, Richard. And it was a dog pile, wasn't it? Going back to last week in Canada when Sean Foyt started his tour, we had government busybodies canceling him. We had the radicalized members of the Rainbow Mafia joining in on the fray. We had the Islamists getting involved, certainly in Montreal, with the Hamas holes coming to the church to do their usual from the river to the sea shtick. Funny how the media doesn't get upset about that, these coded calls for genocide of the Jewish people. And speaking of the media, well, the state-funded legacy media was absolutely shameful. They were saying things about Mr. Foyt, Richard, such as, he's MAGA. He's not just a musician. He's a MAGA musician. You know, Richard, last time I looked, there's a big MAGA guy in the White House right now. And with August 1st, the tariff deadline for Canada, don't you want to make friends with Mr. MAGA as opposed to antagonizing him? And by the way, this story has gotten the attention of the White House in a bad way. So that's fantastic, isn't it? Also, he is evidently transphobic. Why is that? Well, he happens to believe, as you do, as I do, as 99.9% of the population do, that a so-called trans woman is not a real woman. Oh, well, they're, you know, off with his head. What else? He's anti-woman. That's code speak for he's pro-life. You know, it's kind of funny how those two dovetail, isn't it, Richard? Mm. We have the radical lunatics on the left insisting that men get into women's sports, change rooms, bathrooms, shelters, prisons. That's anti-woman, right? But when you are pro-life, when you're about the life of soon-to-be-born baby girls and boys, then that is anti-woman. And by the way, if you look at the stats in certain countries in terms of abortion, and you see a disproportionate number of baby girls being aborted because of cultural mores, that kind of sounds a little on the misogynistic side to me, doesn't it, Rick?
Well, in other words, he has traditional Christian values,
yes,
which would be held by, I don't know what the number would be, but millions, I would safe to say, millions of Canadians. The leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Leo XIV, if he were to come to Canada, would he require a permit to hold a mass?
Well, you know, Richard, that's a great question. The bimbo who asked that question is some reporter with Radio Canada. And, you know, my beloved colleague Alexa Lavoie was there to capture it. And this person actually said, do you have a permit to go into this church in downtown Montreal? Richard, the irony could not be more profound nor perverse. At the Basilica in Montreal, the Hamas holes have gathered and these Islamists have been blocking traffic to do their prayers. And the police escort them and provide security for them and arrest independent journalists if we dare videotape them. I mean, that's where you need a permit. And this is when they start becoming big on the Constitution. And it's the same in Toronto, Richard. We see the same deal with the Islamists taking over Yonge Dundas Square, causing traffic havoc. The police and the city of Toronto say that there is a constitutional right to pray, which is correct. When I got back to the city of Toronto and I said, you are correct, but there is no constitutional right to block traffic in order to do the prayers. You know what their answer was, Richard? We stand by our statement. The cowardice, the double standards, the two-tier politicking and policing is off the charts. And Mr. Foyt experienced that big time with all six venues being canceled. Now, Richard, last night, my cameraman, Efren Monsanto, and I, we went to Catch the Fire Church in Etobicoke. It was standing room only. And I got to tell you, I think a hardcore atheist would have been moved to tears at what they saw. And I don't mean tears in a bad sense. It wasn't a hate fest, if you were to believe the CBC and all of its ilk. It was people dancing. It was people praying. It was people singing. It was so spiritual. And the euphoria there, the love, and I met so many nice people. The narrative of what was real at a Sean Foyt concert and what you are led to believe by the legacy media and other useful idiots out there, it is two different pictures altogether, Richard.
Keine zwei Trader sind gleich. Warum solltest du also eine starre Trading-Plattform wählen, die keine Flexibilität erlaubt? Kraken Pro ist für dich gemacht, nach deinen Vorstellungen. Drag, Drop, vergrößere und erweitere jeden Pixel. Lege mit vorgefertigten Layouts los und verschiebe Module und Widgets, wie es dir passt. Besuche pro.kraken.com. Trading Crypto, ohne Kompromisse. Keine Anlageberatung, Crypto Trading birgt ein Verlustrisiko. Paywood Europe Solutions Limited, tätig als Kraken, ist durch die Central Bank of Ireland autorisiert.
Hey! Denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Sie wollen endlich durchstarten und planen den nächsten Investitionsschritt? Dann setzen Sie auf den Sachsenkredit Universal der Sächsischen Aufbaubank. Mit einem Tilgungszuschuss von bis zu 10% für KMU, Existenzgründer, Freiberufler, große privatgeführte Unternehmen sowie Ärzte und Apotheker im ländlichen Raum. Für Investitionen bis zu 20 Millionen Euro. Mit erleichtertem Zugang zur Förderung. Alle Infos online unter sab.sachsen.de/sachsenkredit-universal.
Well, all of this resistance, and again, it can't be reiterated enough, this is such an embarrassing chapter in our history. And, you know, it's not just government officials, the mayor of Montreal and Halifax and so forth, that are resorting to this obscene censorship and canceling. If you look on social media, the number of trollers and lib bots, if you will, that are in support of this, oh, he holds views against, you know, he's against abortion, as if that somehow excuses, you know, canceling him, as if that's gives permission for people to, you know, to ban someone like this who dares to hold opposing views than they do. It's absolutely obscene. But all of this resistance seems to have strengthened his resolve, and also now he's receiving invitations from Native Canadian bands to come and to Indigenous communities and perform.
You know, Richard, when I got to interview for 15 minutes, because he literally had a plane to catch, Mr. Foyt, last night, I said to him, you know, not really facetiously, because really I kind of mean it. I said, you know, you should send out a thank you card to all these groups who are trying to cancel you. Because, Richard, the fact of the matter is that people who had never heard of Sean Foyt a week ago, well, guess what? Thousands and thousands and thousands of people know who he is. He was a trending word on X. People are buying his books. They're coming out and making donations. This is the very definition, in a good way, of the Barbara Streisand effect. Mm-hmm. All these bullies in all these diverse communities, the Islamists, the Rainbow Mafia, the mainstream media, government, came after him and tried to cancel him, tried to eradicate him. What they've done, Richard, is given him a bigger platform than ever. Now everybody is saying, hey, who is this Sean Foyt? And why am I forbidden to going to one of his performances? And I, honest to God, Richard, he should find out from Montreal Mayor Plante on down who the head honchos in this cancel movement was, and send them Christmas cards come December.
It's true. They never learn, the left. Something like six venues, I think, have canceled Sean's shows. Some have even been keeping his fees. But as I say, he secured new locations to keep the tour alive. And I know for him, it's not about the money necessarily. It's about spreading the message. When you had a few minutes to sit down with him, did he talk about what legal action he might be taking, to recoup some of the this money that was basically stolen from these venues that canceled his performance, I don't know other you know legal action he may be taking.
Richard, unfortunately, because it was such a short interview, and I could have sat down with him for 2 hours, and he's a delightful gentleman. But again, I'll go back to the Barbara Streisand effect. This is a gift. The fact that they're holding on to the money. I mean, the utter chutzpah of that, eh, Richard? That's my favorite Yiddish word. Sheer unmitigated gall. You know, we're not only going to cancel you, but hey, sucker, we're keeping the booking fee. Well, you know what? That means litigation. And guess what that means? That means discovery. That means going to an open court. Let's get all the emails and the phone calls. Let's see who's who in the zoo that was behind this jihad to cancel culture him. And I think he's going to win. I know there must be some nitty gritty in the contracts, but how dare these people cancel an event that people wanted to go to And then keep the money for the rental of the venue that never got rented. Richard, what happened to the days in which if you or I or any of your viewers decided, well, I don't want to go to that movie. Oh, this guy's coming to town for a concert. Oh, he stinks. I don't like him. Well, you don't buy a ticket. You stay home. But now we have a class. We have this kind of an Orwellian overclass that is going, no, this is not approved. This is not sanitized. This is wrong thought. And if you, the Canadian public, are too stupid to make the right decision, well, guess what? We're going to make that decision for you.
What it amounts to is just sheer unadulterated Christian bigotry. And I'm embarrassed because many of these people that willingly go along with us, these are our neighbors, dare say some of maybe members of the family. It really is beyond embarrassing. It's quite sickening. He has friends in the White House. And I know Donald Trump, President Trump, on the eve of, a possible trade agreement, is very aware of what's going on. Do you think this is going to hamper these trade negotiations?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump were to bring it up. He is that kind of a cat. I mean, you know, it's really interesting. The Washington NFL team, I hate calling it the Commanders. What are you commanding? Surrender? But they're thinking moving back to D.C. And it's a huge multi-billion stadium, residential, office and retail plan, quite elaborate. And Donald Trump the other day said, you know what? There's federal funding that's part of that. You ain't getting it, meaning the team, unless you revert back to Redskins, you know? So, I mean, like, how great is that? And by the way, I can tell you, Richard, going back to 2016, the Washington Post did a survey exclusively of American Indians. And guess what? More than 90% loved the team nickname and logo. So again, don't confuse Native Inc. with the people who actually live on the reservations. But the point is, I wouldn't be surprised if he threw Carney a curveball like that. And I'm sure Carney will get into elbows up mode. Well, no, maybe knees down mode is more likely. He won't know what to say. Diversity is our strength. A diversity of opinions. So I hope it comes up because I want to see what our prime minister has to say about this, Richard.
Yeah, quite frankly, the country deserves some comeuppance in this regard. It's just it's a sickening betrayal of our Constitution and freedom of religion. And it just, again, embarrassing. I don't know what to say other than that.
It's Richard, the double standard, because again, the fiasco of Friday in Montreal at that church, the Montreal police barged in Gestapo mode, which is in and of itself to come into a church service like that is a complete violation. But not only that, Antifa dropped by and the Hamasoles, and guess what? They set off smoke bombs in that church. There's a video of Sean actually holding the smoke bomb. I can tell you, Richard, that smoke bomb did a lot of damage to the church's new air conditioning unit. I hope they sue this guy. They've got a good shot of him. But where I'm going with this, imagine, Richard, if somebody were to barge into a mosque during services and set off a smoke bomb, I would tell you right now that we would be in the midst of a royal commission, Islamophobia in Canada. That's where we would be. Meanwhile, you don't even see the media reporting on this. You don't see anyone getting their knickers in a knot over this. It is such a grotesque double standard how anti-Christian sentiment is actually fashionable in certain circles in this nation.
Yeah, in many circles in this nation. That's the sad truth. David Menzies, Rebel News Mission Specialist, co-host of the Rebel Roundup, and of course you've got the Roundtable on Friday, thank you for having me on recently, and look forward to talking to you soon. Oh, how do we listen? How do we watch?
Oh, well, you can go to rebelnews.com, and there's our social media platforms. We have a channel, but we prefer to push the Rumble channel. Rumble is a true free speech platform. We have to self-censor ourselves with certain subjects, you know, kind of like the subject Sean Foyt talks about when it comes to YouTube. So Rumble is a wonderful platform. Or, like I said, Richard, you can go to our website, rebelnews.com.
Fantastic. David, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure, Richard. Thanks so much.
That's it for me. Thanks for listening. I'll speak with you again real soon. In the meantime, I remain unbowed, unbent, unbroken.